Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right. Do you agree with D'Amico Ryans in this one aspect about the run game? And what's happening with the run game after a Texans 19-13 victory on Sunday Night Football versus the Chicago Bears? Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Reaction Monday. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula. Yeah, man, I'm interested in what we're doing with this run game. And I guess we should start with head coach D'Amico Ryans. This is Cut 12 here. As he was kind of talking about during his availability, he talked about all the various things and so much went on. But he left his interview, or he left the presser, with this little quick clip.
Well, I think when you look at it, I mean, like again, I said, they had a lot of movement up front. They caused a lot of chaos for us up front. We'll run it better. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine. I don't want to put words in his mouth because, like, I don't want to say that it was dismissive, but not alarmist at all. Like, very far from it. Just, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Do you agree with head coach D'Amico Ryans that they'll run the ball, it'll be fine? In the way that it goes, because I am starting to have a little bit of concern about the run game for various reasons.
I'm not sure he believes it. I think he's just trying to bolster some confidence. Maybe he has confidence in his offensive staff, in the line, in the offensive line coaching, that they can correct some things. It's interesting in the sense that last week, we're sitting here talking at this very moment, probably, about how awesome it was, you know, that they were running the ball.
For sure.
But they were running the ball against a Colts team that has given it up. You know, that we know that now, that they're getting gashed in the run game. So how much of it is that run defense, which we thought was going to be better from Indianapolis, and how much of it is your shortcomings that we saw in the preseason? You know, we saw it when they had these guys together. And then there's another part of this, and I'm not saying one guy could have made a huge difference, but it was another change in the offensive line. You know, Jared Patterson was at center, and you guys know how I feel about Juice Scruggs. I think he's going to have a huge year, and I thought he was a monster in the Indy game. So it's like, it'll be fine, or are you going to really try to change some things, and especially, you know, benefit when Juice Scruggs gets back?
Yeah, and I mean, one of the things that I think pops up when you have Patterson at center is that you had a little bit of pressure up the middle at times with, you know, some stunts. And he was talking about it, D'Amico, there, the idea of had some schemes up there that gave him a little bit of issue when it came to the defensive line versus your Texans offensive line. But that did not feel like the extent of it. And, of course, you look at another game, as I mentioned earlier, right, where now the Colts, through 2 weeks, of course, sans the Monday Night Football game that is going to happen tonight, by far the most givingest when it comes to the run game defensively. And so it's like, all right, how much of that it was, you know, this offensive line, or how much of that was that defense, you know, allowing things to happen? Like, I do think that Joe Mixon factors in a good amount, but Joe Mixon wasn't able to get his rocks off in this contest against the Bears team that I think, I don't know how much I was looking for them to be a run stopper. I was looking at them as a team that had a good secondary, although they have, you know, they have playmakers at every level. That's something that we talked about coming into this game. But I did not anticipate the run game looking the way it did, especially for Joe Mixon, who only had just below 3 yards a carry in this one.
Yeah, and they even, you could tell that they were sort of spitballing in the run game, because they put Dari Ogunbowale in there to run the ball. You know, usually maybe they were mixing things up, But they were trying everything. Cam Akers finally got his feet under him a little bit and was getting going. But the run game in general was just, I mean, the Bears defense shut him down.
Yeah.
So and it was tough.
Yeah, so that then comes into, I don't know, into question for me, or at least it's a place that I'm watching, right? Because I don't want to, again, 2 weeks in, right? Mm-hmm. It is early. I'm going to lean into it's early guy, I guess, in that way. Go ahead and ding that one.
Yeah.
But, right, like, as much as week one was also a place where you go, okay, how much does that matter? How much does then this one matter?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of have to stack these together and view them that way. So I don't want to be, you know, go too far. But seeing Joe Mixon have a little bit of issue, and then also seeing Joe Mixon deal with an injury, right? Because one of the things that we did know is that it felt very much like Joe Mixon brings an added element to this run game, and it put you that much closer, even though understanding that football is a contact sport and it's an any given day type sport as well, right? That, you know, Joe Mixon in theory could have an injury, miss time at times. When he has that happen in week two, where there's a hip drop tackle that could have been a really significant injury, it then reminds me, hey, you're one play away from then having it being Cam Akers, Damian Pierce toting the rock consistently, and now what does that run game look like? In addition to you know, what is being schemed up for?
It's going to be fascinating and very interesting to watch how they respond to this, because part of it also, and we talked about this leading into the game last week, like, their secondary is really, really, really good. It affords them the opportunity to maybe you know, pile up a little bit more versus the run game. And early on, you could tell that's what they were doing. Like, they were like, all right, Joe Mixon, man. Like, you know, when the Texans tried to establish Mixon running the ball, they were really, really focusing on that. But that's no excuse, because here's the other part, Reggie. You're going to face great defenses. Like, if you think you're a contending team, and we think they are, and they think they are, you're going to have to deal with this. You're going to have to deal with, you know, the Chiefs of the world. Defenses like we saw yesterday, down the stretch. No, this is going to be something that they have to correct, at least even just marginally, to be
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Able to have success.
And here's the thing, right? And I appreciate you guys texting in. Please, please do, right? From the 832, they were running into a heavy box a lot. Actually, when it comes to stacked box percentage, it was actually fairly low for Joe Mixon in particular, before this run game. And so I think that was the thing that you start looking at, and you're like, hey, you're not running into a stacked box a lot. I think it was somewhere near 22% in the course of this, which was fairly low within this. And so with that being the case, it's like, you're not going into this place where it's all, well, now it's a heavy box. No, you have opportunities to run into, I guess, lighter boxes, and you did not get great looks. Now, again, it could have just been an off night.
It could have been where they're coming out of the box too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's not forget, for all the issues that he may have had here and there.
Sorry, 25% for Mixon.
Yeah. Matt Eberflus knows how to coach defense, but my point is you're going to have to face really good defenses and succeed running the ball. That's just a fact of life once you start contending.
Yeah, and so look, I think that also raised a question for me when it comes to Bobby Slowick and how he's you know, utilizing this run as well, because a lot of the runs were also inside outside the tackles for Joe Mixon, and it was not very successful. A lot of runs inside the tackles for Cam Akers within this. But then we also saw a lot of the Tank Dell, that end around. Like, it worked very well early for 18-yard game, if I remember correctly. Are we overutilizing that as well in an attempt to try and get him the football? Because it looked the return on investment there seemed to go drop very quickly.
Well, they had some success in week one. We've talked about it a lot. Bobby Slowick loves him some end arounds and some reverses. It's just going to be the way it is. I mean, he loves to do that. But I'm also very, very intrigued by when Juice Scruggs gets back.
Yeah.
I thought he was really, really good in week one. Can you put it all on one guy? Probably not, but I think it would help. I think it would absolutely help to have him back.
Yeah, so that's the space that I'm watching. Like, how good can they be?
Because what do you think? How concerned? What's your concern level?
I mean, if we're going 1 to 10, it's at a 5 now, right? Where I had let it, or actually, it's probably a 6 now, right? Because one of the things also is that, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, because I think that there's been a lot of stats that have been coming out with people looking at the way that offense is going early in this, early in this season. And there's an interesting trend kind of that would point you to the idea that running is becoming more more important again in the National Football League, where it had kind of been devalued to where we were leaning more to, more and more to a passing league. And with that being the case, this is a team that really, as you mentioned, situated to be a passing team, right? And the nice thing about it, you brought Joe Mixon in week one, it looks like, oh, they're going to be able to do this and complement, and maybe even not even just complement, but lean on this and utilize that to in situations to put away games. This game that you have against the Bears Sunday night brings some of those things into question, and now you're back into a place where, yes, you could throw the football consistently and be that kind of team, but can you then lean on the running game? And that's something that I'm not certain on, especially as running becomes more important.
And one more thing, is Joe Mixon going to be healthy? It's one thing when you're on adrenaline and you turn your ankle and you try to get back in the game and then you sit out afterwards because it – is that ankle worse now that he's had a day, you know, for it to get to swell and for them to get the tests and all that? I mean, I talk about Juice Scruggs. Hell, we got to get Joe Mixon back. I mean, we got to make sure he's, I mean, because that's about as important as you can get.
So I find that to be an interesting thing within the course of this. How much does that run game go? One of the questions that we were asking is, like, this year, Bobby Slowick going to draw up some run plays in a better situation? I think that these are all things that I'm watching. And again, I'm nitpicking earlier than we need to. It's a victory, 19-13. And one of the things, if we're talking about a run game in general, just overarching, defensively, they were incredible stopping the run, right? Yeah. Especially when you look at starting from the defensive line, at the linebacker spot, I think Henry Toa had an incredible game, as did Jalen Petrie in that space. But offensively running the football, I think it's really because of the shift in, man, I got really high seeing that you could put up 159, even in an instant. And I was like, even if this is the high end, okay, what does the median then look like? And this game made me wonder if that median is as high, or, you know, that average is as high as I would hope, or as I had hoped that it could be, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610 on a victory Monday. I know it doesn't sound like it, but 19-13, your Texans 2-0, running away with the division already 2 weeks into this thing, as everybody else is 0-2. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Talk a little bit more about some Texans, but also what happened over the weekend with your Astros, including Verlander's penultimate start in the 2024 season. Let's talk about that next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.